Lonnie nodded and was gone. The house was quiet after her brother left. His warning about Chase seemed to taunt her. The Chase Brown she knew was gentle, kind, good. When Letty was 17, he'd been the only one who really understood her dreams. Although it had broken his heart, he'd loved her enough to encourage her to seek her destiny. Chase had loved her more than anyone before or since, and she'd thrown his love away.
"Mommy, you were gone when I woke up."
Looking forlorn, 5-year-old Cricket stood in the doorway of the kitchen, her yellow blanket clutched in her hand and dragging on the faded red linoleum floor.
"I was just downstairs,"
Letty said, holding out her arms to the youngster, who ran eagerly to her mother, climbing onto Letty's lap.
"I'm hungry."
"I'll bet you are."
Letty brushed the dark hair away from her daughter's face and kissed her forehead.
"I was talking to Uncle Lonnie this morning."
Cricket stared up at her with deep blue eyes that were a reflection of her own. She'd inherited little in the way of looks from her father. The dark hair and blue eyes were Ellison family traits. On rare occasions, Letty would see traces of Jason in their child, but not often. She tried not to think about him or their disastrous affair. He was out of her life and she wanted no part of him, except for Christina Marin, her Cricket.
"You know what I thought we'd do today?"
Letty said.
"After breakfast?"
"After breakfast," she smiled.
"I thought we'd clean house and bake a pie for Uncle Lonnie."
"Apple pie,"
Cricket announced with a firm nod.
"I'm sure apple pie's his favorite."
"Mine too."
Together they cooked oatmeal. Cricket insisted on helping by setting the table and getting the milk from the refrigerator. As soon as they'd finished, Letty mopped the floor and washed the cupboards. Lonnie's declaration about not being much of a housekeeper had been an understatement. He'd done the bare minimum for years, and the house was badly in need of a thorough cleaning. Usually, physical activity quickly wore Letty out, and she became breathless and lightheaded. But this morning she was filled with an enthusiasm that provided her with energy. By noon, however, she was exhausted. At nap time, Letty lay down with Cricket and didn't wake until early afternoon when the sound of male voices drifted up the stairs. She realized almost immediately that Chase Brown was with her brother. Running a brush through her short curly hair, Letty composed herself with the coming confrontation with Chase and walked calmly down the stairs. He and her brother were sitting at the table, drinking coffee. Lonnie glanced up when she entered the room, but Chase looked away from her. Her brother had made a point of telling her that Chase was different, and she could see the truth of his words. Chase's dark hair had become streaked with gray in her absence. Deep crevices marked his forehead and grooved the sides of his mouth. In 9 years, he'd aged 20, Letty thought with a stab of regret. Part of her longed to wrap her arms around him the way she had so many years before. She yearned to bury her head in his shoulder and weep for the pain she'd caused him. But she knew she couldn't.
"Hello, Chase,"
she said softly, walking over to the stove and reaching for the coffee pot. "Letty." He lowered his head in greeting, but kept his eyes averted.
"It's good to see you again."
He didn't answer that. Instead, he returned his attention to her brother.
"I was thinking about separating part of the herd, driving them a mile or so south. Of course, that'd mean hauling the feed a lot farther, but I believe the benefits will outweigh that inconvenience."
"I think you're going to a lot of effort for nothing,"
Lonnie said, frowning. Letty pulled out a chair and sat across from Chase. He could only ignore her for so long. Still, his gaze skirted hers, and he did his utmost to avoid looking at her.
"Who are you?"
Letty turned to the doorway, where Cricket was standing, blanket held tightly in her hand.
"Cricket, this is Uncle Lonnie's neighbor, Mr. Brown."
"I'm Cricket,"
she said, grinning cheerfully.
"Hello."
Chase spoke in a gruff, unfriendly tone, obviously doing his best to disregard the little girl in the same manner he chose to overlook her mother. A small cry of protest rose in Letty's throat. Chase could be as